young boy, but I'm not just a young boy, baby. This is what I'm looking for. Sexy and open, you gotta get it. Time to sit in it. I'm not being too dramatic. It's the way I gotta have it.
Hey, Sierra can dance, though. Hey, go guys.
Don't get me that.
Just kidding. Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Joshua and Maria Cribbs podcast. I am your host, Maria Cribbs, along with
Josh Cribbs. Oh, you let me introduce myself?
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Hov. H to the O-V. Hey, I don't know the rest of the song, though. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, listeners, how you doing today? We are just vibing and chilling on this wonderful day in Cleveland, Ohio, where we broadcast our podcast. What's going on with you today, Josh?
Nothing much, man. I'm loving life right now. It's spring, sunny, you know, not too chilly outside for me, but all is well.
Sunny all is good in the hood. Days. All is good in the hood. Okay.
Everybody loves.
I think you just like the way you sound in the mic. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I like singing in the mic, man. I like singing in the shower.
Listeners, hope you don't mind. We like to sing. We start off our podcast by singing into the mics to test our mics, and then y'all end up just getting the tail end of us. Still, we can't stop the singing. So, but today I have a topic that I want to discuss with you, Josh. I actually wanted to discuss it with you a while ago, but we're just not getting around to it because we've been kind of busy. But
well, let's do it.
There was a video, and listen, this is sports. It's kind of a little bit about sports. So,
oh really?
Kind of where it kind of intertwines.
Get that impression.
You don't okay?
Because you're excited about.
You always think we're talking about girly stuff.
But you don't get excited about sports. So let me hear what it is.
Okay, so this is a little bit about sports. Okay.
All right.
So, Russell Wilson, the quarterback for what? Seattle Seahawks?
Right.
See, they're sports. Is married to the beautiful Ciara, and they're about to
Yeah,
have
we
a
know
baby.
who he's married to. So,
okay. But there was a video that caused a little bit of a stir. He had a video that he put on, I think, Facebook Live.
Oh, this is going to be sports, man.
Well, he is an athlete.
Oh, hey, my gosh.
Go ahead. So, he had a video that he put on Facebook Live where He was talking about something. Nobody even really cared about what he was talking about because they were so tuned into the fact that Ciara's hairdresser / best friend, he invited her to sit on his lap. How you feel about that? You catch me outside. How about that? What do you, I mean, that.
Don't say that again, man. That's ignorant.
Yeah, the kids be saying that. Outside. I don't even know what that's about, but it is just catching.
It's ignorant.
I know.
To me.
So, anyway, everybody was tripping off the fact that he invited her friend to sit on his lap. Like, that's a little bit, you know, he got a little too comfy right there.
I definitely, you know, speaking for myself, I definitely would have got smacked in the head or somebody. You know, that's just us, but some girls allow that.
Josh,
and
let me just tell
it's
you.
It's inappropriate. I think visually, optically, when you look at something like that, you know, it depends on how she was sitting as well. Was it any seats left? And he was like, hey, I got an open knee.
Oh, they were in the house. There were seats.
I got an open knee right here.
There were seats.
Was she sitting back on him? I didn't see it because
she wasn't grinding or vibrating on him.
No,
I saw a little bit of it, but.
No, I'm saying was she positioned across him, you know.
I don't care how she was positioned. The point is, you
or was she sitting on the outside of the knee, like, hey, best friend, let's take this picture real quick. I'm with my best friend husband.
No, what it looked like was we a little too comfortable, period, because for you to even be
trying
thinking
to give
that
him the
you could be,
benefit of
I
the
see
doubt.
You are trying to throw him a little cast out there. You trying to cast your net and pull something back. You ain't pulling nothing back but water and seaweed because it was inappropriate. I don't care if it's the lad. If all you got is his knee, you shouldn't be sitting on it.
I mean,
they were in a house.
She's on the other knee.
They were in a fully furnished house, so she had plenty of options. But I think the camera angle, it was nowhere for her to go but on his knee. But the fact that he offered his knee to her was kind of weirding everybody out. But I will say this, Josh.
That's me.
Let me walk in the house and I see my best friend sitting on your lap.
That definitely not. We'll do that when you're not
just
around.
Just let it happen though. Cause
we'll do that when you're not around.
What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna walk right past y'all. I'm gonna go right up the stairs.
So hold on.
Into my bedroom, to the closet,
and get the ratchet
and get my Glock. I'm gonna come back down and I'm busting everybody up. It's just you ain't
everybody.
If I walk in the house and your mama sitting on your lap, I'm gonna be giving your mama the side eye. Like I know you birthed him and all, but you better get off his lap. That's a little weird.
I got a few questions. So Did Sierra not know the best friend was sitting on his lap?
So you know me. You know me. You know me. I was like, well, let me go through the comments. So I'm scrolling, trying to just see what I could find. And I guess people say, oh,
she was lurking.
Oh, look, she's married. That's Sierra's hairdresser slash best friend. She's married.
So did they have any
she's
comments
older
from the other husband?
Hold on, Josh. They try to play the she's older card. She's a little longer in the tooth. She's older. Oh. Okay. I don't get. Man,
older like
you,
what?
She let me tell you.
Old.
She didn't look that old. She got her hair fly, little jeans,
hey,
like nice physique.
She can get it.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. She and so I think it. That when I saw that she's older, man, let me
I
tell
like
you how many older women
like
be trying to throw it at my husband.
Right.
In the name of, oh, my son want to take a picture with you.
Oh,
you was my favorite player.
Don't do that to
no,
me.
No, what I'm saying, I'm just saying, you can't put it past a woman because she's older that she wouldn't give it to a 30 or 20 year old dude.
Right, I agree with
no,
you.
No, I got my eye on all y'all cougars.
You haven't answered my.
All the cougars. Can you sign this for my son? You want him to be your son's stepdaddy. That's what you want.
Hey,
I love
the kids.
You could be 100 years old coming in there with your walker trying to get a picture of my husband. You gonna get a side eye from me. Really?
Hey, Josh,
all you want is a picture,
you know?
Huh? No, it was weird, Josh, and I didn't like the fact that they tried to write it off like she's older. Oh,
so
my Sierra shouldn't be threatened.
Did Sierra know this though? That's what I'm
in
asking
in the comments
you.
Some people were trying to throw that little bone out there saying that Sierra was the one that filmed the video. I don't know who filmed the video. I just thought it was inappropriate to see a woman that's not your woman, that's not even your family, and is a friend of your wife's to be sitting on your lap. Y'all shouldn't be that comfortable to where you think you should be sitting
has
on his
Sierra
lap.
Has Sierra commented on these accusations? No, not accusation, because it's a picture. It happened. But has she commented on the fact that her best friend was sitting on his lap?
I'm sure Sierra probably has bigger and better things to do and other things to worry about besides.
Well, I agree, though, that the optics looks bad. It shouldn't have been happening. And I really, you know, I guess they're taking the high road. Like, man, we ain't got time to discuss this.
Yeah, they probably did have a discussion over it. And as you see the backlash, sometimes you don't realize how goofy something looks until other people bring it to your attention.
Well,
as a married woman, and I'm married to a professional athlete, I think it's weird.
They obviously ain't think it was that weird because they put the picture
sometimes
out.
You don't think it's weird until you hear all the comments. Like, and you're like, dang, is this weird? Like, she sits on his lap all the time.
Well, Russell, my good friend.
That lap is reserved for Sierra.
To put that Sierra. Before they release pictures, run it past a few people. Say, how does this look? How would this be reserved?
I'm
you
sorry.
Over here singing Sierra music.
I know, because that's my girl. I think she's
like
beautiful.
Sierra,
they have a beautiful
yeah.
family, and I would hate for something to be messed up over a friend, you know, just being little.
And it's not, because they put the picture out.
They put the picture out, but they probably didn't know
was,
the backlash that it would get.
Right,
you know how you put a picture and you up here showcase, oh, look at my new phone case. And the people in the background look at the picture like, why your dresser sideways?
I about to say, why your
TV?
House look like that?
Yeah, you looking at everything but or listening to everything
right.
but other than what
right.
you should be listening to.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened. I'm sure, like, if she's a woman, I'm sure she handled it in her home. Hey, let's
yes.
not do that again. That wasn't a good look
like
for our family and for our brand.
And be having a mattress on the floor.
Yeah, it's like you gonna post a picture.
Hold up, man! You spent all that on that outfit.
Back. Right? Can I see some vacuum lines? Can I see some vacuum lines in your picture? Right. Everybody was focusing on everything but what Russell Wilson
Look,
was saying.
You put all that in the outfit, what? And you couldn't buy a mattress set. Like
you
queen
got that
size.
Louis bag in your hand, but why your mattress on the floor?
Is the Louis real?
Right. You're using Rubbermaid bins for your clothes.
Man,
no, don't be doing that.
We need to talk about that, man. No,
but.
Backgrounds like okay. getting together.
So you agree that was inappropriate?
I agree. You know, it was inappropriate
because sometimes men can be such knuckleheads that they don't realize, like, oh,
but that's the
wrong.
Thing. That's the thing.
You do something wrong.
If they weren't who they were, then you know, they would probably get away with something like that. People get away with stuff like that all the time. But being a professional athlete, being a pop star like Sierra is, and you know, you are looked at in a microscope.
Yeah,
and you have to. You know, you're viewed as a figurehead.
People will be very critical of
you, right?
Right.
So
you
have to set the example.
Like you know how sometimes when you have handlers like assistants and governance
right.
in the home taking care of things, your hairdresser might be there a lot, so y'all become like a family. It's one thing to be a family, you know, and everybody's cool and close and cordial, and we know each other's families. We're both married, our kids play together, but you shouldn't be sitting on someone's husband's lap. I don't care who you are. Don't sit on anyone.
What if she fell, then the picture was taken?
She didn't fall. Like he invited her over. I'm telling you, I saw
she
it.
She got her balance.
I saw a snippet of the video. I saw it, Josh.
Post for the picture.
No, take it from me. You better fall on the floor. Don't fall on my husband's lap. And that's not to be insecure. Hey, when he was out, she's insecure. She's secure, so she can allow her friend and sit on her man's. No, don't have, no, you shouldn't be, she shouldn't have been sitting on her lap. So.
Well, yeah, I think it's inappropriate because it begs the question, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, and.
What else can she do?
Yeah, right.
And she can sit on the lap physical. Like he Big Daddy Santa Claus. What else y'all
and I promise you, I got to look at it again because if she's sitting across his lap, like across his, you know, stuff.
No, I think it was innocent. Yeah, I think it was innocent, but you shouldn't feel that comfortable to sit on someone's spouse's lap. I don't care how close you are with his wife and the family.
Yeah, certain positions are reserved for the wife.
Yeah.
Or the girlfriend. Only.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so we agree.
Yeah, we agree.
Okay, see, high five. Wasn't that bad. It was sports. Damn, a little bit of relationship.
Definitely not sports. Definitely not sports. Okay. You fooled me on this one because I was amped up. Like, yes, we get to talk about sports.
Right. No. Well, it was a little teaser, so that's good. But listeners, thank you all for listening to us today. We did a quick one for you. We know sometimes we can get a little long-winded, but we appreciate you guys riding with us. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you can get updates when we do release our podcast shows. And if you want to comment on the topic that we discussed today, be sure to follow us or catch us on our social media accounts in the comments. I'm Mrs. Maria Cribb. 16 on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and Joshua is
Josh Cribb 16 IG and Twitter. Holla at us.
Thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful day.